Yeah, great swimmers. They bob along, swim along doing doggy paddle. All the cattle are safe. We've shifted all of them to higher ground, but yeah, a lot of our best grazing country, more than half of our best grazing country is underwater. We've clocked, yeah, 3 times more helicopter hours this year, more than last year already. So, just shifting cattle. We can't get around on the coast at all by ground. So it's all having to be done by helicopter.
And how are you going when what more than half your grazing land is underwater? That must be a real difficult one.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. We're going to have to wait till the water recedes, but the grass is not going to grow back behind it. So we're going to have to move them. We are lucky enough that we do have spare land, not as good land, but spare enough that we shouldn't have to sell anything we don't need to.
Do you think that your season's going to be a bit delayed now that you've, I guess, got to battle all this flooding?
Yeah, for sure. I think we'll probably sell at the same similar sort of time, but the start of the actual breeding mustering will be delayed quite somewhat, I think. Yeah, we're a little bit at the hands of nature at this stage, just trying to wait for this water to go away because most of the cows are on the other side of it.
It's been almost a month. How long do you think it's going to take for this water to reside?
I think it'll be north of 6 months for it to all go. May even be longer for some of it. So it's the stuff that's been underwater for over a month now appears to be dead, and yeah, can take up to a few years to grow back. So it's a huge production loss there.
How do you cope when you've lost so much of your productive feed for the cattle?
We're having to spend a lot of money on developing undeveloped country to house the cattle until the coast comes back up.
And that could take a number of years for it to all get back to how it was.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. It's been 20 years since it's happened here as well, so there's not a huge amount of experience on it, but we'll get there.
Is there enough feed for them at the moment, with having lost so much of your land under that flooding?
Yeah, for sure. Where they are at the moment, and because it has rained and rained in the last couple of days, the grass is still growing where they are. It's just they're very densely populated where they are, so they just won't have enough to get right through to next wet season. That's the problem.
And how do you, I guess, negotiate your muster when you start up in a few weeks' time? I mean, when you've lost all that land.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll have to make allowances for that. The mobs are probably going to be higher. We're not going to be able to do them in smaller mobs. We're going to have to do them larger. We'll make allowances for that. We're just going to have to look after the most vulnerable ones, so the cows and calves will stay on the coast, and anything that we can wean and that is dry will be able to go into the lesser country in the Pindan. So
Yeah.
just a lot of shifting around, which is
Yeah.
time consuming and expensive.
Has it been continuing to rain since the last cyclone that came through, or have you had a bit of a reprieve?
Had a bit of a reprieve. It's been nearly a month since it's rained. Only in the last 2 days we've had another 35 mil just out of isolated thunderstorms, but yes, which is good for the grass out of the water. It's hard to say ever say no to rain, but I think we've doubled our annual rainfall now, so we'll probably be right from here on in if it doesn't rain again. Yeah, any considerable falls of 100 mil plus would be very detrimental to it drying out. Little falls here and there would be okay, not gonna make much of a difference.
Is there any positive, I guess, to a situation like this?
Oh yeah, it's still better than a drought. Because what country we do have outside of the water is going really well. To have the desert country is doing nearly double its production due to having double your annual rainfall. So it could be worse. It always can be worse.
Must look pretty spectacular from the sky as well.
Yeah, yep, for sure. There's a couple of hundred square k's of water on Mandurah at the moment, so it's pretty impressive.
God, it just looks like a wetlands at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's usually beautiful out in the plains. Yeah, wetland birds and black and white stilts and ducks and black swans and all sorts of things. Pelicans, little migratory seabirds and whatnot.
Well, the dog's certainly enjoying it.
Yeah, he does. He loves chasing ducks.
Going right across the highway there, it was like driving through a bit of an inland sea, really.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's still flowing out of what they call the Mandurah Marsh on the backside of Anna Plains. It's still flowing out of there because it's increased rainfall from up that end, so it is actually still filling up at this stage and not residing.
Oh well, certainly have my fingers crossed for you that no more cyclones. Had your fill of them now.
So they can go down the pool where they need them down there.